fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 5th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, our friend Tim Spencer continues to recover, resting at his home, and the family still has unexpected expenses to deal with. If you feel moved to make a donation, there's a GoFundMe tile on the left side of my homepage, and I know I myself and Tim Spencer's family would certainly appreciate any donation. My extended Memorial Day sale ends at midnight tonight, midnight Monday, the 5th day of June. We decided to extend it because we did not have YouTube archives up when the sale originally ran, and that's about half my listenership, so we extended it to midnight tonight. You can buy an energy cleaner, $50 off, and a mattress pad, 10% off. Pay the full price, and I refund the difference. That's how that works. That sale ends tonight at midnight. Energy cleaners and mattress pads. Prepper tip of the day. Many of you might be interested in buying government surplus. It could be anything from boots to airplanes to trucks to boats, all kinds of things. And here's 4 websites. I'm going to give all 4 websites twice slowly so that you have a chance to write them down. And this is the real deal. One is a government site. The other are outside vendors that take the surplus from the government and then sell it out to the public. First is Gov, that's G-O-V, Gulf Oscar Victor Liquidation.com. GovLiquidation.com. Next, GSA Auctions.com. That's Gulf Sierra Alpha Auctions. .gov. Did I say .com initially? I misspoke myself. GSA, Gulf Sierra Alpha Auctions.gov. Next we have govdeals.com. That's Gulf Oscar Victor Deals.com. And last but not least, we have publicsurplus.com. Publicsurplus.com. That's the 4 sites where you can, sometimes they sell the surplus outright for a fixed price. Sometimes it's an auction. I saw one item on one of these sites this morning, a 75-foot ocean-going ship for sale. It had massive two massive diesel engines in it, and it looked like, just to look at it, it looked like it was in pristine condition, well maintained. But so that's just one thing I saw there this morning. We have patient Wayne in the green room. My friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, and his website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're going to talk about you beginners out there, you folks, you men and women who either have no or very limited knowledge and experience with rifle, shotguns, and pistols, and how to get properly started. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I wish I could get to that page right now. We had a gun show over in Alamogordo this weekend, and I think Saturday I maybe got to sit down 3 minutes during the whole day, and then Sunday I maybe made 5 minutes.
Okay, Jimmy, stop. I've done many of these expos. Here's what you need. Here's what you need. You need a high chair, a stool. One of those director's chairs would be nice for that, where you're up off the ground high enough that you don't have to stand up to talk face to face with the people at your table.
Yep. But the problem is our tables are about 20 feet long, and I'm wondering.
Well, then you need more people.
Teresa and I were like juggling cats this weekend.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, walking good. Back and forth. If you're walking back and forth, you obviously can't sit down. But if you only got one table, then the stool, the high director's chair works quite well. Well, that's an issue, and you're on concrete, obviously.
Oh, yes. We have some pads, though, that we put down. If anybody's ever been in a machinist shop or something like that, we have these pads that are about 1 inch thick.
It helps.
Interlock.
Right.
And that helps a bit. But and it's a good subject today, too, because Teresa and I fielded a lot of questions this weekend. One young man that's going to be coming over to the store sometime soon had been through the gun show from one end to the other and stopped at our table, and I was the only one there that had a revolver in my holster.
Really? Oh, in your holster. Okay.
And he was chit-chatting with me a little bit, and he told me point blank, he says, I know absolutely nothing about handguns, and I would like to learn. And he says, I have to ask you a question. And I'm all ears. And he says, everybody in here has got, you know, holsters and everything else, has their guns on their hips and all. And he says, you're the only one I've seen with a revolver. And I said, yes, sir. And he goes, may I ask why? And I said, well, a revolver is the quintessential original point and click. You don't have anything to worry about if you have a round in the chamber for, you know, semi-autos or anything else. And we got to talking more and more, and I took him over to a couple of dealers there that had different types of handguns. These kids are really top-notch and really serve their customers and everything. They're FFL retailers. And we looked at different guns and everything, and Tommy looked at me and, you know, just kind of grinned. He's one of the salesmen there.
Right.
And knew what I was doing. And these are the people I love to deal with, because he says everybody was pointing him to this semi-auto and that semi-auto and everything else. And so he's going to come over and visit in the next few weeks. And we're going to go through, let him shoot some different revolvers and some different semi-autos and give him a little bit of a hands-on education and turn him loose with some folks that we know buy a gun. And it was an excellent gun show, because we had that. We had lots of people asking about scopes and different types of rifles. And I have too much fun. You know, if some of these Democrats find out how much fun I have at these gun shows, they'd try to make it illegal. Because
they are fun. They're social events for me. I haven't gone to one for a while, but they're a lot of fun.
And for the folks out there that are subject today and everything, it's perfect because I had I saw your email last night when we got in and didn't answer it until this morning. But I thought, man, what a perfect show because it primed me for today.
Right, right. Well, let's begin from the beginning. What does a person want the firearm for? Is it for personal defense in the home, personal defense when they're out in public, or any other many possible uses for firearms? But for most novices coming into this, it's going to be one or the other or both, won't it, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this gentleman is because of the crime that has been increasing in his neighborhoods and everything. He's looking to get his concealed carry license. And, you know, New Mexico is an open carry state, and then you have your concealed carry. And this gentleman was looking at getting a concealed carry, but he had never handled it. You know, he'd shot a few when he was younger, but that was it. And I'm sure we've got several listeners out there that wouldn't admit it in public, but between us, you, myself, and a few others, would tell us, you know, hey, I've never pulled the trigger on anything like that, or I've never owned one. And my first advice is if they have children, even if they haven't ever done any shooting, or it's been a long time since they have, get the children involved. Find an apple seed. If they don't own a gun, and they talk to the instructors at the apple seeds and everything, 99% of the time, they will have, or one of their instructors will have, a loaner rifle that they can put the young people on. And that goes for the adults as well. If the adults don't have one, same thing. If they go to, find out if there's a gun club in your town anywhere, and talk to the president, not just anybody, but talk to the president. Explain to him what's going on, and I guarantee you, most of those folks will invite you out to the range and give you a primer. If you go out to the range and the first thing they want to hand you is a .45 and explain that to you, ask them for another instructor.
Absolutely.
You want
Big
someone...
Mistake.
Yes.
Big mistake.
You want someone to hand you a .22. And
well, I've been dealing with this, right? Well, I've been an NRA certified instructor for more than 20 years, and many of my female students have had a well-intentioned husband, boyfriend, son, father hand them a heavy caliber pistol when they've never handled any kind of firearm before, and it poisons the well is what it does.
Yes, it does. And
You know, the typical woman is the size of a healthy 12-year-old boy. You know, 5'2", 115, 120 pounds, the size of a 12-year-old boy. You know, most men would not hand a heavy caliber pistol to a 12-year-old boy, would they? But
no.
But they do it to an adult woman, and it's just it hurts them hands, it scares them, it doesn't, you know, it's the heavy
it does
recoil.
That you would yeah. don't want to happen.
Exactly. So either start with a .22 revolver or semi-auto, either one. Revolver's probably better. Or even an adult-quality pellet pistol is another
right.
excellent choice.
Now, that was another thing this weekend. We almost got cleaned out on... we started carrying about 2 months ago the Benjamin air rifles and air pistols. And these are, on the rifles... The velocity on a .22 caliber pellet is 950 feet per second. That is the same velocity as a .22 long, not .22
right.
long rifle, but .22 long.
Right.
And
it's supersonic.
These are, you know, yeah, and these are $200 rifles, $200 to $300 rifles. And Benjamin years ago came up with the idea and had perfected it now to an art that instead of compressing a spring, they're compressing a cylinder of gas.
Nitro piston.
So that you can cock the rifle, leave it cocked, and the spring won't go weak.
Right, because there is no spring.
Right. And I mean, people are seeing these and examining them, and I'm showing them targets that we've done. They come with scopes and all. And it's perfect for introductory. In fact, Teresa and I were talking about it, and we're thinking on ordering a couple more of the pistols in just to start people off on in the training. And you've always had excellent, excellent advice on that, and people overlook the air pistol. And with the proper backing box, after some proper training and everything, folks can actually sit there on a rainy day when man nor beast would be outside and actually get practice in the house, inside the home, with a catch trap, and work on their trigger pull, work on their steady hole factors, and increase their ability to be a good marksman, and in the comforts of their own home.
Absolutely.
So, for those that are looking at getting into the firearms community and have never done anything before, do not hesitate to look at the adult air pistols and air rifles. By adult, John and I, what we're referring to is higher velocity. We're not talking about your Red Ryder BB gun.
Right.
These air rifles are rifled barrels. They're very accurate. And if you think that they might be toys, check out the Olympic air rifle teams and some of the guns that these kids are shooting, because they're doing one-hole groups at 50 and 75 feet with these things in a standing position.
Right, right. Well, you're talking $1,000 rifles, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Of course, we're talking, you know, something much more than what we're talking about here at the store.
Right.
But the concept is the same. So, that is
it
one
is absolutely
aspect.
Yes. Right, it is. Yeah, in fact, one of my female students had never shot a real firearm before, a rifle or pistol, but she had extensive experience with a adult quality air pistol. And she shot one of the nicest, tightest groups that any student of mine had ever shot. I think it was maybe 3 to 4 inches in diameter. And we all, of course, while we were shooting at 7 yards, 21 feet. I was so proud of her. I was so proud of her that she did so well. But all the basics are the same when you're using an adult quality air rifle or air pistol. Proper hold, sight picture, breath control, trigger control are all exactly the same. In fact, I have a Benjamin nitro piston air rifle myself, and it's quite powerful and fairly accurate. I'm still sighting it in, but it's fairly accurate.
Now, on quick tip on the sighting in, if folks are looking at getting one of those and they want to save a little bit of the pellet ammo and everything on sighting in, the laser bore sighters, when you look at them, we carry them that run anywhere from $35 up. But when you're going to purchase one of those, because they'll work on any rifle, any handgun, look at the ones that specify for 17 caliber up. And that way you're insured of getting one that will fit the bore of the air rifle that you're getting, just in case you have the 177 caliber air rifle. And that will make things quite quickly. At least it'll get you on paper. That's the way we put it. It'll get you on paper, and then they can go ahead and sight in from there. So there's the break. Perfect timing.
Here we are. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of June, visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com, and that's linked to on my website at thelibertyman.com. Jimmy, does your website have the Benjamin air rifles listed for sale yet?
No, that's one thing I've got to get with Tim on this week and see if we can get some updates made to the webpage. Now that he's feeling better and everything, I'll get with him, and we've got to get those up, and we've also got to get up the new night vision scopes. I don't know if I mentioned it last week or not, but we got our back order hold was lifted Wednesday, and the ATN day-night vision scopes are shipping. So we have now got those available for everybody, and kind of a side note, from what we were talking about, these rifle scopes are daytime, nighttime. So during the daytime, it's just a regular scope. At nighttime, they become full digital night vision. And they Wi-Fi to your phone or your laptop, so whoever's with you can see what you're doing. They record. They've got built-in ballistics calculators, ranging, everything. And this is all in a $600 scope.
Now, this is the one that's actually a TV camera, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're actually looking at a camera. And these are also another thing that is a step above what we've been carrying and is out there, is these are a variable power scope, 3 to 14.
Right.
So
right.
They're absolutely incredible. And that's another thing that was busy at the gun show, was people prepaying. And in fact, before we went on the air, I was getting some orders in so I can deliver them at the end of this week. But people that have been thinking about it, I think I've already got that sent over to Tim. If not, I'll get it done during the show or after the show so we can get that up on the front page of the web page. But back to what we were talking about, new people with handguns and rifles, we discussed the handgun part of it, looking at revolvers first. If someone wants to accelerate their learning curve with a rifle, and they've got the opportunity to buy one rifle now to start on, and then move into another one a little bit later on, I recommend that people look at a single shot or a bolt-action 22 rifle, because with either one of those, not being a semi-auto and a rapid second shot on anything at the target range, you're going to focus on what we talked about last week, the six steps to firing the shot, your sight picture, everything, because it forces the individual to focus on what they're doing, because they know they have one shot and one shot only at a time. And when I was a young man, it was our family tradition that when the boys turned 10, they got a Stevens single shot 22 rifle for their birthday. And everyone in my family learned on that 22 rifle. The first thing that we were taught was how to clean it, and then the second thing that we were taught was all of the safety factors and how to handle it and everything, and then we finally got ammo. So it went through a learning curve. And that's
Jimmy,
the same thing. Yes, sir.
Did the same rifle get passed down from 10-year-old to 10-year-old, or each get their own?
Oh, no. They each got their own new rifle.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I still have mine, actually. And then I was really blessed on my 14th birthday. My dad gave me the very first Stevens 22-410 over and under that ever hit Monahans.
Whoa.
So that was, if I had a nickel for every rabbit and quail and everything, I would rival Bill Gates.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward it to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of June. My extended Memorial Day sale goes until midnight tonight, Monday the 5th at midnight. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Here's the way this works. You'll be paying full retail when you place your order because it's an automated system both on online and my order takers at my toll-free order line. Then I manually, the next day after it's processed in, I manually process the refund to you, $50 off the energy cleaners, 10% off the mattress pads. Keep in mind, I do something medical professionals rarely, if ever, do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. Place your order before midnight tonight. If you're mailing a check, have it postmarked before midnight tonight, and get $50 off the energy cleaners and 10% off the mattress pads. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com, link to my links page. And let's continue here, Jimmy.
All right. We were just finishing up talking about single-shot rifles and everything. And one of my favorites that I have in my armory is, now, if individuals are looking at buying a single shot that they want to keep on and use in the future and maintain practice with and everything, look for a Remington 513. There's the 513 and the 513T. Now, these are the target rifles that were used by the military, and they're incredibly accurate. They are well-balanced and everything in the bolt operation so that you don't have to physically grab the bolt and operate it. Most of the time, you can operate the bolt with one or two fingers. And whenever I'm feeling just like I need to get out there and work myself, I'll pull out the 513 and a box of 22 ammo, and I will set out there, and I will go through drills. And by learning bolt manipulation on a bolt action or single shot rifle and just going through the steps over and over and over, the next time that you pick up your semi-auto or your hunting rifle or anything else, the world will be back to a nice tight group and proficient shooting. So keep that in mind whenever you're going out to look at a gun. And if you choose a nice rifle like that, then you've got something that the entire family can work with, husband, wife, the children, and learn and work together. That's one of the greatest weekends that anyone will ever have, is the wife and the kids all get together and go out and spend a day on the range, because by the time that you get to the afternoon, there's going to be some friendly competition coming up as to who can do better. Is that not correct, John?
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking here on GunBroker, and I'm seeing all 513 Tangos. I don't see any plain 513s for sale. And they are, they bring a pretty good price, anywhere from $400 to $700. Here's one, mm-hmm. $700 for a used one.
Right. And like I said, now, these are not your run-of-the-mill Stevens or anything else, but these are match-quality rifles. And they'll last forever. In fact, the one that I have got was a CMP purchase, Civilian Marksmanship Program. And that's something else that individuals need to look into. The Civilian Marksmanship Program is not quite as active as it used to be. But when I was growing up, they would host, we call them seminars now. Back then, they'd call them workshops. And they've got excellent instructors. 90% of the time, it's minimal or no charge. And it's a great introductory way to get some quality instruction in the off deals. So you can find it on the Internet, either under Civilian Marksmanship Program or Google CMP. And it's also a nice source of surplus weapons through the government. But, like I said, they're not a cheap rifle, but they will last for generations and hand down from one to the other, and they will always shoot correctly if well maintained. But go back and look at the Stevens. Remington makes several of the single shot bolt action rifles, and also the standard bolt action magazine fed rifles. One piece of advice I'll give, that for starting off, for new folks and everything else, stay away from the tube-fed rifles at the beginning, because those are much like your semi-automatic handguns. They don't often give you a problem, but when they do, it's frustrating, and it's normally a simple fix, but it's frustrating. So if you stay with a magazine-fed rifle or a single shot, then you can develop the foundation, and you can work through it, and just have a very enjoyable day out on the range.
Absolutely. Well, Jimmy, when it came time to start my oldest grandson in marksmanship, I had just been to the NRA convention, and Savage had just come out with their AccuTrigger. And this, we're talking, I guess about 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was. So I went ahead and bought the Savage Bolt Action 22 with that AccuTrigger on it, and iron sights only. And the boy never shot anything except that bolt action with iron sights for about 3 years before I started introducing optics and then eventually getting him into shooting semi-autos when he was a teenager. But I agree with you, absolutely. For a youngster starting out, bolt action with iron sights to develop the basics is absolutely the way to go.
That's something I didn't bring up, and I'm glad you did. I ask people very, very sincerely, if you're looking, when you go out and you're shopping and you're looking at these rifles and everything, do not buy a scope. Do not go to optics in the beginning. Learn to use open sights. And by doing that, you're doing your child or your spouse, even yourself, the best favor that you could ever do, because if you are trained only on a scope, if everything that you've ever shot in a rifle has a scope, and that one day when you really need it to put meat on the table, or, heaven forbid, a situation where you're protecting your family or friends or neighbors, and that scope goes south, you're in a world of hurt. Because you just can't, it may be one of those situations, well, 99 times out of 100, you just can't run over and grab a replacement.
Exactly.
If you're trained and you learn to use the open sights, you take a couple of screws loose or a couple of nuts loose, take the scope off, and you're back in business.
Something else that many men and women do these days is they feel like they can substitute technology for training. And this, I'm talking here, Jimmy, about laser sights.
Yeah.
Are substitute buying a $1,000 Kimber pistol. They think that will make them better without training. They're both very wrong concepts, aren't they?
Oh, yes. For you see these match shooters and guys that can go out there and spend an entire week at Camp Perry, and at the end of the week they've got scores on top of scores of 99 out of 100 and 100 out of 100, and, you know, taking home the big silver trophies. For every round that they put down range at that competition, they fired between 100 to 200 rounds dry fire. And in that dry fire training, if anybody's confused about dry fire, email me or call me, and I will go through the process with you in detail on the phone or in writing. And you sit there, and in the process of dry fire, you pick one particular thing to work on, trigger pull. You're going to perfect trigger pull at this time. For the next time, steady hold back. Keeping your sights on the target during the trigger pull. Whatever it is, with dry fire, you're doing it. It doesn't cost anything because there's no ammunition involved. If you follow the safety procedures and everything, it is perfectly okay and safe to do it at home, in the living room, whatever. And you do this step by step by step, because shooting, I don't care how good you are, it's a perishable skill.
It is.
If you don't use it, you will lose it.
It is, absolutely.
And people may not have the money to go out and drop 100, 200, 300 rounds a weekend at the range, but you can always afford to sit down and do dry fire practice.
Absolutely. And that's what people need to, these basics. And the guys who win at Camp Perry, they just keep repeating the basics over and over again, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of times, don't they, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And something just keyed on me. Another thing to look at, when you brought up the laser, there's a product out there, and we've carried them off and on over the years. It's called Laser Light, L-Y-T-E. And what it is a pistol, and they do have rifles now, and they've also got adapters to use your actual rifle. But you have a sensor box target, and the laser light pistol or the adapter for your rifle. And when the laser strikes the target in the target zone for a score, it registers a score. If you hit the target and it is outside of the target range, it subtracts a score. So those are excellent, excellent training aids. And they run anywhere from $125 to $200. So reasonable prices on it and everything, but excellent, excellent training because of the laser system on them. You're doing exactly everything that you will do in actually firing your handgun or your rifle. So that's another tool for your toolbox on doing your, you know, your daily, weekly training with your handguns or your rifles. So you can look into that. It's called Laser Light, L-Y-T-E. And look, they've got all kinds of different handguns, configurations, semi-autos, revolvers, and such. And the beautiful thing about it is these are not light little plastic guns. They actually have some heft to them to emulate a real handgun or a real rifle. So that's another tool for everybody's toolbox, John.
Well, that's good to know. It looks like they've got 47 products and 57 models, so it's a lot to choose from, a whole lot to choose from. And anything that helps, I'm all for it. Anything that helps, I'm definitely all for it. When I was in the Army, and I bought a 1911 from one of the guys in my unit in Vietnam, I received no formal training from the Army. I was allowed to shoot that pistol at the Vietnamese National Police Pistol Range, right up the street from where our headquarters was. But I was on my own. Nobody offered any training. I had to figure it out on my own. And I would have loved to have had some training, but it simply wasn't available.
Yeah. Simply now, wasn't available. $64,000 question, John, with that 1911. How many boxes of Band-Aids did you go through?
The injuries I suffered were pretty small and didn't bleed that much. And I don't remember, quite frankly.
What John and I are talking about on semi-automatic pistols, people that have shot a lot of revolvers, the way you hold a revolver with both hands versus the way you hold a semi-auto are entirely different, because the semi-auto, what people new to it fail to comprehend is that slide comes back and then goes forward. And there's a little joke that will go around through experienced shooters known as 1911 thumb. And it's because if you're a right-handed shooter, you grip the pistol with your finger, your index finger or trigger finger on the trigger guard. And when you put your left hand on there, you get into the habit of keeping the thumb on the support side hand side of the pistol. If you wrap it around the back like you would with a revolver, when the slide comes back, it takes off two very nice chunks of meat on your thumb or on the saddle of your hand, depending on how you're holding it. So that's kind of an inside joke between most military personnel in 1911s.
Right.
Another thought in the training process is probably on the semi-autos is to learn the proper hold the first time. Because otherwise, then you go through a few boxes of Band-Aids covering up the, and some people don't like to have blood on their guns. You know, it's just one of those things.
All right. Well, it wipes right off. Yeah. Well, I actually had more injuries when I was in combat pistol competition than when I was in combat in Vietnam, as far as injuries from pistols and manipulating those slides and so forth. Because in competition, the adrenaline's flowing and you're under a lot of pressure to perform, and that's where I still got some little scratches from that. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET 2. Silent Salesman App. At appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com, which is at my website on my links page. Anyway, Jimmy, let's continue. We've got about 3 minutes before the next break.
Okay, let's see. We've covered single shots in both the rifles and everything, and the first handguns, sights. Next hour, why don't we start talking about calibers and we'll go through and talk about various calibers of handguns and rifles and everything to look at, uses, what our listeners are planning to use it for. And, of course, we're always entertaining your calls. If someone's got a call or a question, or maybe a comment on their first handgun or rifle or their first training experience and everything, we love to have the calls coming in. But I guess the main thing that we want to cover, you know, for a new shooter, either handgun or rifle, the very, very, very first thing that I recommend that anyone do when they get a new handgun or a new rifle is to read the manual and get training on how to maintain it, how to clean it, how it comes apart, and especially how it goes back together.
Absolutely.
Everything that is done on either one of them in tearing it down and cleaning and everything else, it always gets a function check. And that is just to make sure that everything operates properly and you don't have any spare parts. This is the one place, unlike working on your Volkswagen or the family tractor, that you don't want any spare parts left on the table when you're done. A good cleaning kit also. Make sure that you get the proper cleaning kit for the caliber you're shooting. 22 caliber cleaning kit's great for a 22, but for a 30 caliber, that's not going to be much help.
Well, if you let me interrupt you. If you think you're going to be owning several firearms in different calibers and gauges, one kit that cleans everything will eventually save you money in the long run, won't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. And when you're looking at kits, the most important thing on the kit that you want to make sure that it contains is what is known as a cleaning jag. Now, a lot of kits and everything will have a slotted jag on there that you push the patch into and drag it back and forth on the barrel. Those are good, but if you actually have a caliber-specific jag, the patch goes over the top and is pushed down around the sides of it so that it's actually scrubbing the rifle, not just spreading solvent and things up and down it like the slotted jag would do. So, and the ones that have, make sure that they've got a bore brush, which is typically it's either copper or brass. I'm not a big fan of the nylon plastic ones. It's just a personal thing. But the important thing with the cleaning brushes is don't overdo it.
There you go. So, hold on. We got a break. Be back.
Top of the hour.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.